Are you thinking about those draft picks at all? When you have a chance, when you have a chance to get a franchise quarterback, Kyle Shanahan, as your head coach, you have any regrets? Any regrets about giving up the draft picks, mortgage in the future, blah, 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 to get this guy? I just want to hear in hindsight.
Absolutely.
You do it again a million times.
Absolutely, I would do it again a million times and over again.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast tag. Send the bookie, tell them bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the few in attendance and the thousands listening around the world, let's get ready to gamble. My name is Tony Cavallo. As always, I'm joined by Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookston.
Hello.
And Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio.
Greetings.
Okay, we're good. We're ready to go. We are the West Coast Gamblers, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network and the only podcast that makes you money. And today is the final day of all this work we have done, the final divisional preview. It is time for the NFC West. Might be the juiciest divisional preview to do. There are four teams in here that are star-studded. If you have a fantasy team, you probably have multiple players from this division alone. We're going to be playing the marry, fuck, kill game. Sorry again, Mrs. Crookston, for all the cursing. That's how we're going to break down this division. Then, as you guys know by now, we have a season-long win total bet to give you at the end of the show. But if you've been listening to us for these divisional previews, you know that we cannot do this alone. So our final guest for the divisional preview is our best guest, okay? So let me introduce to you. You can find her on Instagram at KDeuces. She is the sports betting queen and a host of the Crooks and Books podcast. She has been on this show before and given us many winners in the past. We are thrilled to have her here breaking down the NFC West because she is Cali bred through and through. And I'm sorry, Drew, but you are no longer the most attractive person on the podcast. Please welcome back to the show, Miss Kay Deuces. Welcome back, Kay.
Thank you so much, West Coast Gamblers. I appreciate it. And obviously, you did save the best for last. So,
of course,
thank you guys for having me on. I really do appreciate it. Drew, Matt, Tony, you guys are the best.
I'm happy. I'm happy to have you here. And we do need to talk about your fandom at first because your team, the 49ers, they have one of the highest win totals in the league, tied for the highest in this division. How do you like your, before we get to the marry, fuck, kill, how do you like your 49ers outlook heading into this season? Are you ready for Trey Lance to take over? Do you want Pretty Jimmy to keep the helm? What are you thinking?
Let me just say one thing. Trey area! And you guys already know that. Of course, I'm excited for Trey. Is he the real deal? I mean, just that 80-yard touchdown gives you that feeling of yes, finally. Yep. I am ready to get rid of Jimmy. And that's, you know, not anything personal to him. I guess you could say it's personal since it's my team and I love that team. But, you know, I just think I think it's time for him to, you know, take a rest, even in practices, if you guys have been watching. You know, he's been getting sacked up and down and I get it. You know, he's on that Andy Dalton kind of thing where it's like, hey, it's my time. But it's like, you know, you'll have cameos of both. But I really do think that we can move forward with a guy like Trey Lance being young, proactive and hungry.
I mean, I love that you guys took him, traded a lot to move up to that three spot to take him. Everyone thought you had taken Mac Jones. Now Dangles gets Mac Jones in New England, and Trey Lance is your guy. I mean, it's great that you guys showed faith and you went for it. Like, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have been proven to find talent in the draft, and I think they might have hit a home run here. I'm sitting over here waiting for Jordan Love to take the helm in Green Bay, crying myself to sleep. But you have hope in San Fran, and
yes.
Also, you have a fully healthy team again. This
yes.
whole team's back. I can't wait to watch this team take the field. Drew, do you have anything you want to say before we get into the MFK?
I do think it's, before we get to Drew, I do think it's important to underscore just how bad that was last year. And if you look at the number, they had the second worst ever adjusted games lost, meaning games they might have won if other starters had been in who would have been healthy otherwise. They had the second worst in NFL history behind the 2016 Bears. So last year was like an off the charts anomaly for just how hurt this team was, just to kind of give you like a picture of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Drew?
Yeah. So Kay, I want to just get kind of an insight on a super fan. Now obviously the 49ers, you know, they select Trey Lance third overall pick. Now they gave up a ton to get him. Obviously, they kind of mortgaged their future on this guy. But as a fan, after seeing what he's done in the first couple, you know, weeks of training camp, the first preseason game, are you thinking about those draft picks at all? When you have a chance to get a franchise quarterback with Kyle Shanahan as your head coach, you have any regrets about giving up the draft picks, mortgaging the future, blah, 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 to get this guy? I just want to hear in hindsight.
Absolutely.
You do it again a million times.
Absolutely. I would do it again a million times and over again. You know, at first you think, wait, what the hell are we doing? And then you're like, wait a minute, what the hell are we doing? You know how it changes and you're like, wait, this is the guy. This is the guy that we've needed.
I feel like Giants fans felt that as well, but in the complete opposite direction a couple of years ago with Daniel Jones.
Well, listen, as obviously within the division, another California team traded a bounty of draft picks for another veteran quarterback, not to trade up in the draft. But again, I can guarantee you that Rams fans, they're not sitting there, you know, counting the draft picks. I wish we had this draft pick. And I just think it's so funny how the narrative changes from draft day to preseason hype. You guys are ready to go. It's football time, man. We're not talking about draft picks. We're talking about quarterbacks.
It's football time indeed. And of course, the Rams don't know what a first round pick is. They don't have one for five straight seasons in that franchise. But let's break down. It's time to marry, fuck, kill. We're starting with the marries, and we're going to go to you first, Kay. You are our guest. Each of us are going to give a team we marry. They're the team we think is going to win the division. The team we're fucking, again, sorry, Mrs. Crookston, that's the team we think is a little bit frisky. Maybe they're a playoff contender. Maybe they improve over expectations. And there's a lot of expectations in this division. And then finally, the kill. That's the team that we think is going to perform so far under expectations, we shouldn't even look at them. Maybe take a few unders on them. But first, it's the marry. And we go to Kay. Who are you marrying in your NFC West?
Oh, this is the tough one. As I've said, it's really tough for me to say this, but it's the team that won last year. And, you know, they went 12-4 in 2020. Yep. And I think it's going to be Wilson's team. So it's going to be the Hawks.
Okay.
And do you know how hard it is for me to say that as a Niner fan? You guys all know, as a Niner fan, that's the hardest thing that I could ever say in my life, other than, you know, I don't know, maybe tell my husband to fuck off. But it is, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, I don't know. I think it's Wilson's time. They deserve it. It is. And if it's not, then things are going to happen next year that obviously he wanted to happen. He wanted to get traded. Right. He was going to go to the Bears, Raiders, Saints, Cowboys, whichever one it was. He was frustrated after he won that award. You saw him sitting next to the commissioner. I mean, I think it is their time. They're going to finish at first of the season. So that's my Mary.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to jump in real quick. I wanted to ask you about that. So Russell Wilson, kind of a polarizing dude, kind of like, you know, Mr. What's his Mr. Help me out. Undisputed, whatever they call him.
If you think I know what Russell Wilson's nickname is, that's the most bland quarterback in the NFL. I have no
idea
what he says.
He says go Hawks every single time he ends a sentence.
Go Hawks.
You know what I mean?
It's going to come to me. But so he says, hey, I don't want to get traded. But if I do, here's four destinations. You know, my offensive line, they're okay. I mean, it seems to me that like the morale on this franchise is a little iffy. And I want to talk to you as a power woman that you are. He obviously has a woman in his corner and his wife that maybe, you know, calling some shots that he didn't previously have. Do you think his wife's having any influence on his happiness in Seattle, on his performance? Like what do you have any insight on that at all?
I don't have insight. Only what I would say is my insider, like you said, as a woman. She mainly will control, like, hey, how are things working out here? Do you really like it? What makes you happy? Yeah. Am I happy? And you know, that's probably one of the things. Is she happy in Seattle? Probably not. We all know she's from, I think, Georgia, ATL, right? Sierra. So she probably wants to go somewhere else. Will make her happy. And putting that into Russell's head and kind of planting that seed is probably what it is. But now that he can't go anywhere, there really isn't a choice but to go for the Super Bowl. And he has that team. You know what I mean? He has that team.
I mean, I know how many games they won last year, and I know they're returning all those starters, and it is Russell, you know, let Russell cook, all that stuff. But again, with the talent that's elsewhere in this division, and I understand you don't want to be a homer talking about your Niners, mm-hmm. but you still haven't made the case to me why you're choosing Seattle as the marry. Like, other than Russell being the best QB in the division, I'll give you that. I don't know if this is the best team in the division. I don't know if the best coach. I don't know if the best prep team. But is there anything else you want to make your case on the Seahawks?
I think what it is to me is they're the ready team. So, you know, as you know, being a homer, whatever, 49ers, I think that we still have yet to see the Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo whole thing mix up. Who's going to be part of the real deal, right? And then you've got Cardinals who, hey, you know, they're there, they're improving, but that's how you feel about it.
We're going to talk about the exactly. Cardinals, believe you me.
So, you know. That's why I would pick the Mary team, because they're the ready team. And then you have Rams, who they've got this great quarterback supposedly, but 0-3 and going into the playoffs. So that's my proof, I think, is that they're the most ready team. I hate to marry them.
Oh yeah. You're marrying the rival, and I respect you for it. But I have to say, I'm going to jump in on my Mary train right now, because I was torn between two teams on who to choose here, and neither one with the Seattle Seahawks. It's not to say I don't think Seattle's going to be a good team. It's just I think these other two teams are leagues better than Seattle right now. And the team I settled on marrying, and this is a little bit of a homer pick from where I live, it is the Los Angeles Rams. For years, I have watched Matthew Stafford toil away in Detroit. For two times a year, every time we face Detroit, even though we were the better team as the Green Bay Packers, it was scary to play them because Matthew Stafford made magic happen with that cannon of a right arm that he has. He also has the smarts to go along with it. And this team, this LA Rams team behind Sean McVay, should they stay healthy on the defensive and offensive side, it's not a deep team, but they have the players around them to take them just as far as they went last year in the playoffs. Like, this is a team that has shown us success in the past with the roster that they have. Talk about it's their time. Andrew Whitworth ain't playing one more year than this. There's a lot of guys on this team that ain't playing many more years than this. It is time for Matthew Stafford to come into town with this team and Tutu Atwell, Van Jeffersons of the world, DeSean Jackson running deep routes. There's a lot of weapons here. I love the build of this team. I love the mojo of this team. I am marrying this team in the new stadium that I get to go to. I'm pumped for the LA Rams season. That is the team I am marrying. Diggity dangles, where are you going?
I'm going to jump on the bandwagon here with K-Deuces. I think the Seattle Seahawks are going to win the NFC West.
Whoa.
Amazing. In 2021. Yeah, well, and, you know, I think the point she's trying to make is that they are consistent. Let's talk about consistency. Since they got Russell Wilson, they've only finished under 10 wins, which is their total, once, ever. I'm not picking them to push here. I just don't think that's going to happen. If I have to look at the Seattle Seahawks and say, is this a team that's going to win 9 football games, or is this a team that's going to win 11 football games? I think they're going to win 11 games. Absolutely. They're not pushing this year in that division. And on the Rams note, look, I agree with everything you said, Tony. They do have a lot of talent, and Matthew Stafford brings a lot of promise. But the last back half, or the back half of their season, is pretty rough. The last few weeks include a trip to San Francisco to play the Niners, a trip to Green Bay to play your Packers, a trip to the Cardinals, which, you know, they could win, but that stadium is still a tough place to play. And then the last four games at home against Seattle, in Minnesota against the Vikings, in Baltimore against the Ravens, and then at home against the Niners. That is a slog that could easily turn the Rams from a division winner into a wild card team down the last edge there. So for some of those reasons, and again, everything that, you know, Deuce has mentioned with the, you know, the returning talent, if they can keep their heads away from drama, I think they'll be good, because it feels like there's always something going on, you know, besides the scenes. But and to make my last point on Russ, can he do it? Can he not? You brought up the go Hawks, you know, mentality that he has. And no matter what he wants to do or where he or his wife may or may not want to go, the guy who goes on every interview and says go Hawks isn't going to tank a season. I'll tell you that right now.
He's just like that one nerd that's like nobody, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's in the locker room. He's like, yeah, guys. Yeah. And then everyone's just like, dude, whatever. But then it's like, yeah, okay, we're gonna win. Like, he's
seems
that
to
guy.
Work. He's yeah. got a he's got a track that. Record of winning.
Right, and right.
By the way, his self-appointed nickname, I looked it up. He Mr. Unlimited. He says Mr.
God.
Unlimited. He calls himself Mr.
Disgusting.
Unlimited.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
That's
the
terrible.
Way, yeah.
3 out of 10, Russ.
Right.
But Drew, you're up next, my man. Schaefer the Sharp. Are you going with Mr. Unlimited? Who are you marrying in this division?
Yeah, Tone. I mean, listen. only division in football that had three totals in double digits here with the Rams, Niners, and Hawks. Should be an absolute amazing race, wide open. I kind of went back and forth on this one too, Tony, and I'm going to make it 2-2. I'm going to marry the Los Angeles Rams for someone, for a team that really married a duo in Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford by mortgaging those first-round draft picks that we had mentioned. They're clearly see themselves in a championship window with arguably the best player in football in Aaron Donald on the defensive side of the ball, Bobby Woods, Cooper Kupp, and staff. And, you know, as a Lions fan, as someone who's really appreciate Matt Stafford as the person, I'm kind of, this might be a little homer because I'm rooting for the guy. I really want him. Yeah. I want him. And to Kay's point, you know, he is 0-3 in the playoffs, but Kay, you know, none of those Lions teams, the exception of that 2014 Lions team that got absolutely robbed by the referees in Dallas. I still won't get over that. My dad actually cried, grown man cried. but he's never really been in a position to be on, obviously, a contending team, has a play caller, offensive mind like McVay. So I do believe in the marriage. We've talked about the Rams' depth on this podcast. They are paper thin. They are paper thin. Yep. They really need to develop some of their undrafted rookies, their late-round draft picks, for some depth. The injuries would concern me, as it does any team, but specifically the Rams. But I will marry the Rams here in the division.
And you know, with yours and Tony's argument towards that, I mean, I totally, you know, you got Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey. It's like you've got the team, but what concerns me is also McVay's ABC coaching. So, like you said, they have to grow from that after being hand or almost spoon fed the championship when they did make it. It's one of those things that you have to learn from. Which is also a thing that my coach has to learn from as well, being a young coach, right, Kyle Shanahan? So
definitely. Yeah. No, let's stick on your coach because I think I gave away who my frisky fuck is going to be. But let's start with UK. Who are you fucking in this division?
All right. And that's the team that I feel is going to be the one that's going to, I don't know.
It's a frisky team. Frisky maybe a playoff team, contender, yes. A scary team.
To me, I think that's going to be the Cardinals.
The Cardinals? Yes. Unbelievable. Please make your case for J.J. Watt in the veterans home, the retirement home.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, he's like playing like Michael Vick. Is it just me or is he like a Michael Vick? You know what I'm saying?
Kyler's wonderful. Yeah. Kyler is wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, and he's got A.J. Green. I mean, come on, Hopkins. I mean, you've got some weapons. So
I'm pretty sure I could beat A.J. Green in a foot race at this very moment. But please keep going.
And I agree. You know, I just feel like they're one of those sneaky teams that you're like, it's not going to happen. But then you're like, wait a minute, what the fuck is going on? Sorry for cussing. And you know, it's just,
I think you're,
it's
okay.
One of those. It's that's why
Drew's mom will appreciate that.
I don't know. I feel like they're that team. I have that feeling that they're going to sneak up behind you. They do have a young coach, Kingsbury. All of these young coaches are coming out now and they have some stuff up their sleeve. So, that's what I think. Injury got to them last year. Obviously, he was on one foot.
I think Kyler's great. I think Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker they drafted 2 years ago, and then Zaven Collins, the linebacker they drafted this year. I think they have some really big playmakers on that team, some young playmakers on that team. And Rondale Moore, if we're going to take preseason into any account, is going to be a player for that team, a very shaky guy, kind of like a Darren Sproles light there. But I just don't know if I buy the mix of that team, especially in this division. If Arizona was in, say, the NFC East, I think they're the division winner. But this division is loaded. And the team that I'm going to bed with, the team that I'm getting frisky with, a one-night stand, it's the team that's finally out of the hospital. I love this San Fran 49ers team. The only reason I didn't marry them is because of the QB controversy. If it was just Jimmy Garoppolo or if it was just Trey Lance, I would probably take them as a marry because of how loaded they are at every position on the field. But because there's going to be that time mid-season where Jimmy makes a mistake and it gets handed over to Trey Lance, I think there's a question mark on whether that train will keep moving up. I love Kyle Shanahan, though. I love the whole entire team that they've built. I love how scary this defense is. Fred Warner might be the best defensive player in the NFL, and this team is finally coming together, hopefully staying healthy for the first time in a long time. Fantasy prognosticators have Brandon Ayuk all over the place for a breakout season. I'm pumped to watch this team play. San Fran is my fuck. Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, where are you going?
I think I got to go back here to our Los Angeles Rams for mine. And I just think they're again, I mentioned that I thought, you know, they could fall out of a division leader to a wild card team. That's still a wild card team. This was a tough decision because I am so excited to watch the San Francisco 49ers this year. They are chock full of players that I want to, like Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel. I want to watch these guys play. I want to see if Raheem Mostert, you know, can continue to have a great career and his comeuppance can keep going on. George Kittle, of course. How can you not be excited to watch one of the most electric tight ends in all of football, a guy who's harder to bring down than maybe anyone? But the Rams are just, they're coded for success. Sean McVay's play calling, obviously, is an offensive wizard. That defense is excellent. In addition to the two players they have who are the best, potentially, are, well, Aaron Donald is the best player at his position and the best defensive player in football. But Jalen Ramsey, you know, and you also got Darius Williams on that defense, Troy Hill, guys who are very formidable and who had breakout seasons last year. So I like Los Angeles as my fuck for this division, guys.
Shay for the sharp. We have three different fucks from the host who went before you. Where are you going to go, my friend?
Well, Tony, without making too much of an inappropriate joke, I see a very pretty fabulous person in the top right, and it's your face, my man. The San Francisco 49ers is someone that I'd want to sleep with in a biblical sense, lay with bed, and it's for a simple reason. I mean, everyone knew, as Kay Deuces knows, their injuries last year were unprecedented in the history of the NFL. I mean, they had more injuries and players on IR than any team ever in the history of the league. I remember that team. They were 5-5, I believe, going, or 5-6 going into the bye week, and they were a shell. They had a shell of a roster, and all they did after their bye week was beat the Los Angeles Rams in LA. They competed with the Bills. They competed with the football team, which was a playoff team. They lost a shootout in Dallas when Nick Mullins just was an absolute abomination of a quarterback. They beat the Cardinals, and they gave the Seahawks all that they wanted in Seattle's home finale. So my point in saying this is this team, Kyle Shanahan gets these guys, whoever the hell plays, he gets them to play hard. He gets them to buy in. I like the Trey Lance. I think that the Lance Jimmy G thing could be a little bit of a distraction. When are they going to pass over? But dude, you get a guy like Nick Bosa back. I mean, that's better than any first round draft pick you could ever have.
Yeah.
He didn't play last year. He's coming in. Like, people forget, like, Nick Bosa, his rookie year was a transcendent talent. You get him back. I love the draft pick. I hate to say that the sermon draft pick to kind of spell Mostert, Ayuk, Debo.
The return of Debo.
I do think Trey Lance. I think Trey Lance could be the truth in a Shanahan. So this is no doubt in my mind. I'm definitely effing San Francisco.
Ms. K. Deuces, that brings us to our kill. This is the team that you think is just going to shoot below expectations, that people should be selling stock on them right now. You've given a few interesting positions so far. You've married Seattle. You've killed Arizona. You fucked Arizona. I don't believe you're going to kill your 49ers. So does that mean you're killing Matthew Stafford and the Rams?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
I am.
Wow.
And
why
I'm sorry to say that. It's
no,
because
don't be
I just,
sorry. Make
you know,
your case.
It's, hey, they just got him. They got to adjust. Like I said, I don't believe in McVay's ABC offense. If he doesn't change that, they're going down. And there's got to be a time where you go down or up and you change something. And this is it. This is the year. So he's going to realize that if he doesn't change it. I just don't think that he's the coach that, you know, Drew mentioned, as far as what is Kyle Shanahan doing? What is the coaches in this division doing, like a Pete Carroll or anybody like that? I think that he needs to grow. If anything, Kingsbury is probably a little bit better than him. And I think that, and that's without saying, obviously, like I said, they were almost spoon fed the championship. So this is one thing that he should have learned from. And I just don't think that it's going to happen this year.
I mean,
sorry to say.
No. But when you say ABC offense, that's Cliff Kingsbury to me. There is nothing that Cliff Kingsbury has done in the 2 years he's run Arizona, even with a transcendent talent like Kyler Murray at the helm. He's made mistake after mistake after mistake when it comes to being a head coach. And his offense, to me, I think he's trying to do what Sean McVay is doing in LA and failing at it.
No, now, I believe you. I think he's also in the hot seat. You know,
yeah, oh,
these
absolutely,
guys are in
he's
hot
in the hot
seat.
Sure.
Like their seats warm.
And
you
he
know?
Will be furthermore in the hot seat this year because Arizona is my kill.
Got
and I
it.
Think it's an easy decision. Not only do I not like Cliff Kingsbury, the coach, I really love Kyler Murray. Like, I think he's awesome and has a chance to be great. But that offensive line is terrible. They have Justin Pugh starting. They have guys, I mean, they traded for Rodney Hudson, which was a
Syracuse
move they needed
legend,
to make.
Justin Pugh.
But there are guys that are just turnstiles on that offensive line. I love DeAndre Hopkins. And again, Drew's draft pick thing comes in. Who cares how much draft picks they spend on DeAndre Hopkins? He changed that offense for the good. But A.J. Green is 70 years old. Okay, Chase Edmonds, they expect to be an all-time running back. And behind him, it's James Conner, who cannot get past a 16-game season. And then on defense, their best player, Chandler Jones, doesn't know if he's going to play or not. J.J. Watt is also 70 years old. They're bringing guys back and forth that just don't make sense for this team. I love Buda Baker and I love some of the pieces, but in this division, when you have San Fran, the Rams, and Seattle, I don't see them winning more than one, maybe two of those divisional matchups. And for that to happen, I just don't see Arizona being anything but a kill in this division. And I do see Cliff Kingsbury finding a new home next year. Dangles, am I alone on this?
No, you're absolutely not. I'm also killing Arizona here for all the reasons that you just mentioned. You know, I don't think they're well coached. I don't think this air raid offense that Cliff Kingsbury is trying to run is worked in the NFL. And I think if he doesn't change, you know, his approach to it soon, yeah, he's gonna end up in trouble. I see this division as three teams that could be in any combination of division winner and wild card. And then there's the Arizona Cardinals. That's the way I see it. That's the way I see this division. Is those three teams could end up the Rams, the Seahawks and the Niners could end up in any combination of, you know, the top three. There's no world I see where Arizona does. So that's my kill, unfortunately.
Drewby?
For time purposes, I'm just going to say I agree with Tony and Dangles on this, K-Deuces. I'm sorry. I'm going to put the Cardinals to sleep. Not a violent kill, nothing like you know, nothing too nuts here, but just a very nice peaceful you know, peaceful death for the Cardinals this year. And I'll expand on that later.
I will say there is a trend on this show, however, when the three hosts agree on something, especially when it comes to a gambling term, it usually goes the opposite way.
Yeah, we
so
lose.
A very good chance,
no
Kay,
way. Are you serious?
That you could be right on this. But let's move on now. We've married, we've fucked, we've killed, we've done all of our divisional. It's time to put our money where our mouth is. It is time to give out to our listeners a bet that they can make money on right now, a season-long win total bet. And I will go first because I've talked about my hatred for this team and this head coach enough. But I'm taking the under in Arizona at 8.5. I understand 17-game season, that means they would have to go under 500. But again, I just do not see this team winning more than one or two divisional games of the six that they play. And then they'd have to beat teams like at Cleveland and Green Bay and some really big teams out there to get above 500. I don't see it happening, especially if Kyler Murray misses another start behind that porous offensive line. I'm going with the under Arizona 8.5. Dangles?
I'm going to go back to my Mary. I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks over 10 wins at even money. Looking at this team's schedule, guys, the in-division stuff is the hardest they've got all season long, with the exception of maybe their first two games against at Indianapolis and then at home against Tennessee. The in-division stuff is the most challenging road they've got. They end the season in Houston, in Los Angeles, and then at home against the Bears, at home against the Lions, and then in Arizona. That's a manageable stretch down the a manageable win down the stretch there. I think even if they split everything in division, you can still find seven more wins on that schedule. I'm absolutely taking the Seahawks over at even money.
I love it. And Kay, I think you should take pride in being very different in this episode, and you've made points for it. Now's your chance to stake your claim, make your bet. You have given us winners before, as I've put out in the intro. I'm excited to hear where you're putting your money when it comes to a season-long win total. Where are we going?
My Niners over 10. And you guys know it's going to be.
I almost took that.
Yeah.
I like that, Kay.
It's, and they're going to be playing, you know, they're going to be playing Dallas, Arizona, Seattle. Those are all going to be great games, especially if we stay healthy. We're healthy now. So knock on wood, right? But I mean, that's my pick. You guys already know.
I love it. I had a couple written down, but San Fran over 10.5, especially when you're looking at that schedule. If they stay healthy, that was almost my take as well. I just really don't like the Cardinals. Drew, what do you got to close us out, our resident sharp?
Okay, I love the bet. I was on the fence. That was right there in the stable, ready to go. I almost want to go back to it because my dear friend Tony Squares has the same bet. But let me speak on very quickly why I love, and I repeat, love with a capital L, love the under 8.5 on Arizona Cardinals at -120. If you look at this division, like I said, it's the only division with three teams in double-digit win totals. But let's look at their actual windows here, right? You got the Rams going all in on the Stafford-McVay marriage. They're clearly in a championship window. You have Russ Wilson in the twilight, probably the apex of his career in his prime with Pete Carroll, who's not getting any younger. I believe they are in a championship window. You have Kyle Shanahan, who just drafted the quarterback of the future in Trey Lance, and a hungry Jimmy G that's playing for his next job, if not to keep his job. I think Shanahan's going to be a bat out of hell this year, really trying to prove people he's there to stay. I think it's the biggest coaching matchup. I talked earlier about different division. This is the biggest coaching mismatch in the entire NFL division-wise. Cliff Kingsbury, I'm sorry, handsome man, cool house. His win percentage is 39% in college and pros. You saw what the Cardinals did in bringing in all these veterans, James Conner, J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, Matt Prater. Okay. Did they get better on the offensive line? Not really. Kyler Murray, who I was so high on his rookie, we finally saw some regression in him in his second year. And what happened to him at the very end of the year? He got hurt. Seems like they'd maybe invest in a backup quarterback. Their backup quarterback, Colt McCoy. I love the name. Just named my son Colt. That is not good for a Cardinals fan base. If Colt McCoy is your quarterback, if he goes down, and again, once again, we're not betting the Cardinals to like win six games here. 8.5, I think the market's just straight wrong on this. I agree with Tony. I can very see him going 1-5 in division games and trying to come up with eight other wins if they win one. I don't see it. So I'm going to make my best bet, Arizona Cardinals under 8.5.
Yeah, I do believe Colt Crookston has a better chance of winning games than Colt McCoy, that long and strong boy. But that is the end of not only our NFC West breakdown, but our MFK divisional breakdowns as a whole for the season. That's it, boys. We are ready for the future. We are coming out on Monday, September 6th. With our season-long futures bet, where we give out all the bets for the futures of the year, the whole entire year, division winners, Super Bowl winners, rookie of the year, worst team, all that you can think of, we're going to tell you where to place your money. But first, I have to thank Kay Deuces for coming on the show. She is at Instagram, at Kay Deuces, at the Sports Betting Queen, a host of the Crooks and Books podcast. Kay, will you come on this show during the season and help us win some money?
Absolutely, you guys. You know, I'm ready for it. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Drew. We appreciate it. We would love for you guys to be on Crooks and Books as well. So anytime.
Absolutely.
Call us
anytime.
Up. Anytime.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
But that is it for us at the West Coast Gamblers. For Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, for Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crooks, and my name is Tony Cavallo. We are the West Coast Gamblers, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network and the only gambling show that makes you money. And as always, guys, it's right here. NFL season is right here. Thank you for listening.
Betting on, always on black, fat stacks in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. Know we coming for the bag. West Coast, 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 West Coast
Pookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag.
Sets up deep in the pocket. Goes down the field for Smith. Oh, he caught it! Smith! Touchdown, 85 yards!
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.